Okay. Well, as you will recall, when we suspended last time, I concluded the discussion really by posing certain questions to you. If anything, I want to sharpen those questions up now. I have inherited, and of course I still have, the speakers list that was on the table from last week, a couple of days ago. Seems like last week, seems like last year. Oh God, I wish it was last year. We can revert to that if you want to, but I'd prefer to focus the discussion first on really a consideration of where we are in the light of developments in the last few days, and if after a discussion of that, those of you who are on the speakers list still have some other things you want to add, we can come back and deal with that. Briefly, I have the sense, and I will get the definitive view from you yourselves when I offer the floor to you in a moment, but I don't think there's any point beating about the bush waiting for a laborious bureaucratic report from those of you who are the main players in these exercises. I have the sense that on the issue of sensitive products, those that have been principally engaged in working on this still haven't ironed out all their differences. And I'm sure we can hear in a moment about that, although people may not want to wash their dirty linen in public completely, but I don't think there's much secret about the fact that while that has obviously been a source of intensive work, and I think that they've been working very hard on that, there still are some remaining difficulties within those discussions about the sensitive products, but there are also some elements of progress, and I know that you've already received an explanatory document on their previous version, which I think is going to be very helpful to everybody in the room. But there is obviously still a problem there, and I am aware, but I can hear it definitively from the members themselves, that these things tend to take a few days to work themselves out, and that's one reality to deal with. Secondly, I have been informed, and I'm happy for the rest of you to hear it directly, from some delegations that have been involved in discussions on tropical products and preferences with the importers, that those discussions are going quite well and that they're quite positive, but that they're not going at a pace which would mean that there was any purpose to having the meeting that I had originally foreshadowed on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Indeed, I've been specifically approached by one delegation speaking on behalf of a very large number of other members to say that they don't want that meeting because they won't have anything definitively to report and will need more time to report back thereafter. And I'll leave it to those members themselves to inform you as to what their time frame and expectations are on that matter. And I don't comment on any other issues, such as where you are on tariff escalation or tariff quota administration. Not that I say that they're less important, but I don't think they're quite so decisive in terms of the number of members and the importance of the issues. So, in the light of that information, I really think that, just in case the questions weren't posed to you clearly enough a couple of days ago, I think now I need to get a much clearer expectation from you about what it is that you would like me to do. I'm not saying that I will do what you would like me to do. There's always a first time, of course, and I might do what you would like me to do. But I think it's only fair at this stage of the process that I get, as best I can, some sense from you as to where your expectations are, and then I'll have to take my own decisions about what I do and live with the consequences. But that's what I want to have from you about where you think you will be at what point in time. As I say, the choices that are available are not terribly complicated, But I'm assuming now that if there's no wish to proceed with the tropicals and preferences discussion on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and with everybody having commitments in Accra, or a large number of you having commitments in Accra, that it's going to be very unlikely that I'm going to hear anything from any of you new in the course of next week. So if I have nothing new from you in the course of next week, will you be okay with me producing a revised text the following week? I suppose that's the most simple question to pose to you. In other words, if there is some remaining unfinished business, how do you feel about me just coming out with what I think you need to know in the week after next, and then you can finish your unfinished business after I've done the textual revision that week? I won't ask for a show of hands, but I think you owe each other a conversation about whether that scenario is one that you are comfortable with. And as I say, no guarantees that I will give you a scenario that you're comfortable with, but I wouldn't mind hearing from you what you think about all of that. If indeed, it's a secondary question, whether you want to meet, or whether and when you want to meet after the week, after next week. In other words, if you're not meeting next week on anything, do you want to meet the following week? Or do you not want to meet again at all? Which can be independent of the question of whether you want me to produce a text in that week, because you can either meet before or after I do a text, but it has to also be answered in its own right. So I'd like to pose that to you, and I would like to hear, I think in terms of how we can proceed, I would like to hear first from you, whether it's on sensitives or whether it's on tropicals and preferences, and for those that are principally involved, where you think you are on this. I've given you what my broadest understanding based on informal consultations I've had with members over the last 48 or 72 hours are, but I think it's most important that I hear now from those of you yourselves about where you think you are on those issues and what your expectations are for where you want to proceed on those subjects, so that I can, or we can all have a better sense collectively of where we want to go next, he said optimistically. Alternatively, we could have total and utter confusion so that none of us are any the wiser, but I'm rather hoping for a bit more clarity than confusion, if at all possible. Okay, floor is open.